This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump has visited the U.S. Border Patrol Coleccio Station, a crossing point between the United States and Mexico, saying that the country cannot take in any more migrants. AP Sagar Magani reports.
The president's arguing he's made progress in convincing the country there's a national emergency at the border, and he's coining a new phrase and saying there's a colossal surge in illegal border crossings.
Our country is full. Our area is full. The sector is full. Can't take you anymore, I'm sorry.
In Calexico, not far from the Mexico border, the president talked with immigration agents hours after re-upping his threat to close the border altogether, while saying he prefers to instead slap tariffs on cars made in Mexico and brought to the U.S. He says he's holding off because Mexico's making strides in stopping migrants. Sagar Magani, Washington.
California and 19 other states that are suing President Trump over his emergency declaration want a court order to stop money from being diverted to fund the project. We get more from the AP's Ed Donahue.
California Attorney General Xavier Becerra says what the president wants to do is unconstitutional.
If you want to build something using taxpayer money, you got to get permission, the way previous presidents have always done.
He wants Congress to authorize funding. Becerra says money will be siphoned away from fighting drug trafficking and military construction projects.
There are 6.7 billion reasons why California is in this lawsuit, not only in it, but leading the lawsuit. We are the biggest state. We stand to lose perhaps the most money.
President Trump says people in California want the wall.
California is always the first one to complain. And I don't mean the people of California. They're fantastic. I'm talking about the politicians in California. They complain.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former Vice President Joe Biden made light of recent allegations he made women uncomfortable by his physical contact when he spoke at an event, laying the groundwork for a 2020 presidential bid. Speaking to a largely male audience at the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Biden joked about hugging the union's male president, Lonnie Stevenson. Biden's remarks were his first public comment since more than a half dozen women aired their complaints that he had touched them inappropriately at political events. After that speech, the former vice president said he never intended to offend people.
I'm sorry I didn't understand that. I'm not sorry for any of my intentions. I'm not sorry for anything that I have ever done. I've never been disrespectful intentionally to a man or a woman.
Biden never directly addressed the allegations as he did earlier in the week when he released a two-minute video on social media acknowledging that concepts of personal space had evolved in the wake of the Me Too movement. The UN Security Council and foreign ministers of the Group of Seven Nations have said on Friday that they were strongly opposed to military action in Libya. The German Union ambassador said that the Security Council called on Libyan National Army troops commanded by Khalifa Haftar to stop all military movements.
The members of the Security Council expressed their deep concern at the military activity near Tripoli, which risks Libyan stability and prospects for UN mediation and a comprehensive political solution to the crisis.
And earlier, foreign ministers from France, Britain, Germany, United States, Italy, Japan, and Canada meeting in France said in a statement that we firmly believe that there is no military solution to the Libyan conflict. The advance that began on Thursday by Haftar's Libyan National Army Force, which is allied to a parallel administration base in the east, escalates a power struggle that has splintered the nation since the overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. The U.S. economy added 196,000 jobs in March, while unemployment remained steady at 3.8%. We get more from AP's Mike Hempen.
The Labor Department says U.S. employers added 196,000 jobs last month, evidence that many companies still want to hire despite signs of a slowing economy. The unemployment rate stayed at 3.8%, close to the lowest level in nearly 50 years. The numbers suggest that February's meager job growth of 33,000 was a temporary blip, and that businesses are confident the economy is on solid footing. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.